And it reminds me of something that Harry Potch said about his instruments, that no matter how finely tuned they were before a performance, they would invariably go out of tune during the first 10 minutes, and you never could anticipate what would happen. So the same thing can be said for spoons. Anything that happens goes and is part of the performance. And the other thing is, the score, for those of you who want to follow it literally, I'm just going to put on the first slide, the title slide. Lights. No, the title page, please. For those of you who want to follow the score literally, it'll be read like a normal score, from left to right, with the exception of the last movement, which is read left to right, right to left, left to right, right to left, and across, wheeling.
Thank you. Thank you. Frankie Valli's version of Boss Skaggs' song is also a hit for Rita Coolidge. It's called We're All Alone.
Cry no more on the shore of dream. Would take us out to sea.
With a monumental task. You can look.
So what do you say?
Say.
town. Dark spots are comparatively large and greatly fewer. Saddle, underlaid. Luzon, March, 1909. Variation. Species, though, although synonym, it means dark spots. Also, it's Madagascar. Four. 1921. Hebrides. Islands. Young. pelagic zone 2 or 3 miles down in the sea. The fish are very fragile and are brought up in rough nets, subjecting them to injury. This species, though, although, have shimmering color, phosphorescent and iridescent, and soft, cavernous skeletons. From the steamship Albatross, 44 miles off Cape Ann, on the 19th of August, the trawl net was thrown into 60 fathoms of water. The seamen lifted two creatures onto deck. They were shattered apart in the sunlight. Grayish silver on the sides, with narrow margins of red on the scales, and the iris golden with a claret blotch. The entire lace-like frame contained a vacuum in the bone. Neoscopolis macrolepidotus. Young, dark, comparatively large, and greatly fewer. Thank you.
very much for coming, and I'd also like to thank all the people who've helped so much with this very involved project in terms of props, lighting, furniture, and to the two singers, Karen Haight and Michael Riggs, who put it together tonight. Thank you very much.